Hey, y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. Ever order furniture online and wonder, what if? Like, what if it doesn't fit?
Little to the left. No, wait!
Yep, should have gone with Wayfair. Or what if it doesn't hold up?
That sofa was 4 days old.
Should have ordered from Wayfair. Or what if it's that material that makes that noise?
It was a sofa, I swear.
With Wayfair, there's no what if. Just style you love, quality you can trust, and furniture that actually fits your life. Visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app.
Wayfair. Every style, every home.
First off, I know everybody's going to ask. First is CJ not throwing again. There's no concerns with CJ. It's just general soreness. We're taking extra precaution with him, but he'll be good to go. No concerns on my end there. Really excited the way our guys are working and competing out at practice. When you see a good team, what excites me is you're seeing both sides make plays. Offense, defense, there's a lot of back and forth, guys making plays. So really excited to see where our team are here in our second week of practicing. They're really growing, developing, taking the steps we need to take, and it's fun to watch. For CJ, it'll be, like I said, he has general soreness, and we're just taking extra precaution with him. When he's ready to go, he'll be ready to go.
Shoulder in the offseason?
That's it for CJ, guys. On the questions, that's it. That's it for him. Like, it's general soreness, and we're taking extra precaution with him. We're not going to rush him into anything. He'll be fine. When the moment is for him to be ready to go, he'll be ready to go.
Texans head coach right there, D'Amico Ryans, talking about and answering questions about quarterback CJ Stroud and his shoulder not throwing yet in not even camp, but OTAs.
OTAs, that's correct.
And it seemed like, I don't want to say he got frustrated there, but he'd had enough of the questions about CJ.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I'm making too big a deal about it, but that kind of stands out to me that he had to say, all right, enough with the CJ. It could have just been he was annoyed and had had enough. But again, it's just OTAs. You mentioned that earlier. It's just OTAs. Are you worried at all about him not doing any throwing? I mean, obviously, if his shoulder is bothering him, you want him to rest. But does it concern you at all? Because we're in June now. Don't they have another mini camp coming up soon?
Yeah,
training camp in late July, early August.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he'll most likely be out there soon. But are you worried at all about this minor setback, I guess?
I wouldn't say it's like, oh, wow, the world's about to end. Oh, man, CJ Stroud's done. No, it's a little concerning because, one, it's your franchise quarterback. Two, mm-hmm. I just want to know, well, what happened? I mean, what led to this? What led to him, you know, having this, you know, soreness?
Have we heard that yet?
No.
I don't think so.
I mean, that's the only thing. And then is it something that's going to affect them later in the future? Hopefully not. So it's just a little concerning. Maybe not right now. I'm not as like, oh, man, I mean, we got to know exactly what's going on. Maybe as we get closer to his training camp, if he's not really doing anything
He's still not throwing then.
Then that's when I'm just like, all right, so what's really going on here?
Because then it feels like, okay, this might be lingering.
Mm-hmm.
Now, right now, we don't know exactly what's going on. We don't want to speculate. Hopefully, it's just a little soreness. He just needs rest. But, I mean, hasn't played in, 4 months?
Yeah.
5 months, whatever it is. I mean, it's been a little while since they've been out on the field like that.
I mean, that's plenty of rest, if we're being honest.
That's that right there. That right there is there's been a lot of rest. And the fact that I think it's more so that we don't. It's the fear of the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know how it happened. And I'm not saying that we need to know everything, but it is concerning. We, you know, fans have the right to be concerned as to what's going on with their quarter. I mean, this is
the franchise.
This is your franchise quarterback.
Mm-hmm. This isn't your third string, your second string.
No.
This is your franchise.
I mean, you're worried about any player that's hurt, but we know in the NFL nowadays, unless you have that franchise guy, you're almost it's almost impossible to win at a high clip and contend for a Super Bowl without the franchise quarterback. The defense, we talk about the defense all the time. We love the defense.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone.
I mean, and honestly, all I've heard was Will Anderson Jr.
Yeah.
I mean, Jonathan Alexander from Houston Chronicle. I mean, he keeps raving about him.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, man, are you, the more you rave, the more you make me want to put in a little sprinkle a little bit of money on Will Anderson Jr. winning defensive player of the year. Yeah. So, but anyways.
You got to believe he's going to be in the mix, though, for that.
Oh, absolutely.
You have to.
Absolutely.
Even if he doesn't win it, plays the full season, finish top five, top
three.
It's not
if, it's a win.
See, there you go.
It's not an if, it's a win.
There you go.
He's going to get it.
When is he going to? Yeah, exactly. So, but again, we know what the defense brings, but we're past the point where I still do believe in a sense that defense wins you championships, but that's only when accompanied by a franchise quarterback. You have to have that guy now. Like, there's no ifs, ands, buts, or maybes anymore about that. Like, you know, 2000 Ravens or 85 Bears, like some of the like really stout defenses we've seen in the NFL that are considered some of the greatest.
And are able to carry those teams. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's hard to carry a team now with just defense. You have to be able to score points.
Yeah, I mean, that's what the NFL is now.
Points. That's what you have to be able to score points. And points by throwing it through the air. You have to be able to score points that way. So it is a little concerning, I guess, just a little bit right now that he's not out there. But I think more so, people would be concerned for the fact that we're not getting a lot of answers. It's almost like dealing with the Astros right now. Like, we're not getting any answers as to why. And again, D'Amico just cut guys off. He cut the reporter off. Like, all right, that's enough about CJ.
Now you brought up the Astros, and to me, I kind of want to bring this up.
Yeah.
So do you feel the same way about how the Texans handle their injuries to how the Astros handle their injuries? Because we know exactly how the Astros handle. Yeah. I mean, we literally, they tell us one thing is something else. So, I mean, it's just how it is.
I don't think they're quite as bad.
Yeah. So, I don't think the Texans are quite as bad. So what I mean is just like, another thing, there's no need to kind of be too concerned, because I feel like, and I got to give the benefit of the doubt to D'Amico here. I mean, he's done what he has. I mean, two AFC South championship. So it's just, maybe give him just a little bit of benefit of the doubt. So that's my only thing. Do you think fans feel this way because of how the Astros kind of handle their injuries? And it
probably
and it kind of brings it into, you know,
yeah,
the Texans and how they're handling the whole CJ thing.
You know, same city. You know, it probably is concerning for fans, for most fans in that sense, because you don't get much out of the Astros when it comes to, or like you said, they say one thing and then another thing happens. The Astros do. But I don't think the Texans are quite as bad.
No, I don't either.
I don't think they're to that extent. Let's get some comments from Nick Cayley concerning CJ Stroud as well.
Yeah, he's locked in every step of the way. No concerns whatsoever. I know D'Amico's already hit on this. Everybody's got a specific routine relative to their own routine, specific to whatever, you know, through whether it's football, whether it's athletic training, etc. And he's doing a great job, and he's out here, and he's working.
Short, sweet, to the point.
Yeah, I mean,
he's out here, he's working, not throwing.
Not throwing, but working.
Yeah. I like the fact that he is working, even though I won't even say that he can't throw right now. I think it's more so the team won't allow him to throw.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like CJ Stroud is a player that always wants to be out there with his guys.
And that's another thing, that he's a competitor.
Yeah.
Why would he not want to throw?
But, you know, sometimes you have to be safe from yourself.
Yeah.
And I believe that a lot in sports, especially because here's the thing. You don't get to this level of the NFL not being, especially being a starting, there's only 32 jobs in the NFL. Even on the worst team, you don't get to this level of the profession not being a competitor and not wanting to compete. These guys want to compete. I don't know this for sure, but I would almost say I'm 100% sure that CJ wants to be out there throwing to his guys. Especially when you got some new receivers in.
Mm-hmm.
We know about the, you know, Dell is going to be out this year for the most part. Like, that's what we think, right? The injury happened late in the season. He's probably not coming back for a while.
Chances of him playing are not.
They're minuscule at best. Minuscule at best. We know what we have in Nico Collins. That's a beast right there. Him and CJ got a couple seasons under their belt now together, and Yeah, we know the chemistry. But you got guys like Christian Kirk that have come in and some other even younger receivers.
I mean, yeah.
Coming in.
Jaden Higgins.
Yes.
I mean, Noel.
Yes.
So it's just
promising, but you got to get that chemistry going.
And it's just OTAs, and I completely understand it. And they'll hopefully CJ's healthy once, you know, training camp comes around. They'll be able to build that chemistry. But it's still something that I just want to know, how did this happen? How did he all of a sudden start feeling some, you know, shoulder soreness or whatever it is that he has going on? Just how did that happen prior to OTAs?
Yeah, I think that's the thing. Most people just want to know, like, how did it happen? Or there's so many ways that it could happen, you know. Was it on the field?
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Is it, you know, did he have a fall? Like, what? I just think people want to know what happened so you can kind of do a timeline in your own head. Just like, okay, well, it happened this way. It's probably not that bad. He'll probably be ready by training camp.
Wasn't there something that came out? Like, didn't he say that, like, during the season that he had injured his throwing shoulder or one of it? And I can't remember during which game it was, but I remember talking about it with my friend during the season.
Yeah.
And that's kind of when his numbers started to go down a bit, is when he said when that injury happened is when his numbers did start to go down a bit. So I remember him talking about it, and I remember that being a cause for concern in the off season, and people are saying, oh, like, finally he can get some rest on it. Finally he could heal up. And maybe they're just being really cautious about it. I think that's all it is.
That's what it sounds like, is that they're being really, you know, if it is something lingering from the season, I mean, again, like I said, they haven't played since late January.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about 5 months, whatever it is since they played, he's been able to rest. If it's still lingering, maybe they are just being, Mitchell, you might be right there. You might hit the nail right on the head. They may just be being super cautious. Because, again, it's their franchise quarterback. Don't rush him.
Exactly. And there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, I think you got to protect him. You got to protect him. I mean, this is a guy that you want to be here for the next 10, 15 years.
Yes. Yes. And speaking of guys that will be in places for the next number of years, PFF. Pro Football Focus. That's what it is, right?
That's correct.
It always seems like people are so split on them. You either love them or you don't like them.
Oh, I don't like them at all.
Very much at all.
I don't like
them. Bajani's not big on them. I don't think Patrick is either.
Yeah, PC's not either.
So they came out with a ranking of the top 32 cornerbacks, not quarter, but cornerbacks, defensive backs in the NFL. I'm going to read through the top five right now. Now, obviously, we know in Houston, we have Derek Stingley Jr. here. Do you want to guess where he finished first, or do you just want me to read it?
I think we should guess.
All right. Mitchell, I'm going to let you guess first, if you can get to it back there.
I already know where he is.
So you saw it already. You could have played along. I'm messing with you.
I could have played along, but have y'all looked at it already?
I have.
Oh, you haven't?
I have.
Okay, you have, so...
Yeah. I knew what was going on.
So, Chris, Mr. Santiago, where do you think?
Where are you at, Chris? You already looked at it.
I already know.
Oh, well, hey, we can't even all play the game. Y'all are trying to get on me, and we couldn't.
Was impromptu there. Don't worry about it. Yeah. So I'm going to read the top five, and then, Chris, I want your opinion on this real quick.
And how objectively wrong it is.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, Sauce Gardner. Number two, Pat Surtain, the second, right? Yeah. Pat Surtain, correct. The second.
Yeah.
Trip McDuffie, Chiefs, is number three. Jalen Johnson of the Bears is number four. I still haven't got to Derek Stingley Jr., who is number five on the list. So, Chris. I see that smile. It looks like you got something you want to get off your chest there, my man.
Yeah, it just, I mean... Pat Surtain.
Yeah.
The second.
Honestly, for me, he would be number one.
Exactly.
That's just me.
To me, he would be number one. Why? He won Defensive Player of the Year last year. I mean, he's one of the best lockdown.
But, I mean, he really does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, when you think about it, he's one of the best lockdown corners in the league. Sauce Gardner, I don't know, man. I feel like ever since he won the Defensive Rookie of the Year, he just hasn't been the same.
22?
Two
his rookie year, 2022, yeah, something like that?
Two, 3 years ago, yeah. So, to me, it just, I think that's just a little overrated. He shouldn't be number one. If anything,
A little?
Yeah, a little. I mean, don't get it twisted. He's still a talented player.
He's still a good player,
yeah,
but.
Yeah, but
a little high. It's
not
a little
a
high.
Soul in the league thinks he's number one outside of him.
No, I mean, that's all what I'm getting to. Yeah, I mean, he doesn't deserve to be in that number one spot. Derek Stingley.
So I was going to say, where would you have Stingley?
Probably three.
Okay.
Maybe two.
And living in Houston, that's being pretty objective.
Mm-hmm.
It could be easy just to say he's number one.
Yeah,
it can be easy to say that. But again, I would go Pat Surtain. I do think right now. Now that could change once the season starts. But right now, I think he's the best defensive back cornerback in the league. I don't think it's hard to use the term shutdown now just because the game is so wide open now. Mm-hmm. Guys are going to get their catches, but if anyone disrupts as well as him or is able to hold, you know, some of these better receivers to, you know, 3-4 catches, something like that, or not a maybe they have the catches but not a ton of yards. It's Surtain.
Mm-hmm.
He's shown that, and that Denver Broncos defense is not bad at all.
Yeah, no, it's not. And
I think they're going to get better this year.
Yeah, I believe they went and added. They added a 49ers linebacker. I can't even remember.
Was it Greenlaw?
Yes.
Yeah, Drake.
Yes. So yeah, no, I'm with you. I mean, to me, it's two or three, and Pat's number one. And then from there on out, you can figure everything else out. Honestly.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah, there's still an argument for Sting, though. But I will argue like the I guess the resume for Surtain is a little bit longer and lengthier, yeah. And he's been doing it for a little bit longer. So you know,
but I mean, he is coming off of winning Defensive Player of the Year, so it's kind of hard to argue that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're gonna put someone number one. It's kind of hard. Yeah, there's an argument for Stingley, of course, because we see him closely here every week of the season and into the playoffs.
I swear that PFP was just watching tape from 2023, and that's how they came up with this list, because there's no way they watched film from this past year.
Their ratings are kind of all over the place sometimes.
Dude, they're horrible. I mean, I honestly, like, the fact that for a second I was just like, man, do I even really want to talk about this? But it's just like, I feel like, man, why not? I mean, it's just easy. PFF is just bad.
It's bad. But you know what? Some people swear by them. Like the real
stat nerds,
analytic people, they swear by PFF.
And yeah, there's some good stuff in there.
Sometimes, yeah. You got to sift through, though,
but
to find it.
But if you base everything you talk about off of PFF,
no.
Just no. I'm sorry, but no.
I'm sorry. I'm old school. You know what works?
Eye test. Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. Eye test. Now, some of the analytics, they have their place, but you got to watch the games. All right, coming up next, we'll end the show, and we'll send you off with another ranking here. We're going to talk about the Rockets and the Ringer coming up next.